From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. In an 8-1 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court is siding with a controversial Kansas church known for protesting at military funerals. As Kansas Public Radio's Stephen Caranda reports, church members argued their protests are protected by the First Amendment.
The Westboro Baptist Church was sued after protesting at the funeral of a dead Marine. A lower court awarded the Marine's father $5 million for emotional distress, but that decision was overturned on appeal. The Supreme Court upheld the appeals court's decision. Church member Margie Phelps argued the case before the Supreme Court.
The rule of law that applies here is you don't get to use your objective standards to call my religion intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that the protests are protected speech under the First Amendment, even though they may cause pain to grieving families. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka, Kansas.
Ohio's 350,000 unionized public employees could soon find their strength at the bargaining table sharply reduced. The Republican-controlled Ohio Senate passed a measure Wednesday that limits collective bargaining to wages, hours, and some work conditions. Senate President Tom Niehaus says the measure will help the state control spending.
We are not eliminating collective bargaining. We are putting some criteria in to make it more balanced. It's more balanced and fair for the taxpayer whose money that these elected officials are ultimately spending.
Under the bill, unions are barred from negotiating for health care benefits, pension benefits, and sick time. The measure now goes to the House, where Republicans hold a 19-seat advantage. Ohio Governor John Kasich says he supports the bill. Although Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says low inflation enables the Fed to keep interest rates very low, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that the Fed's own survey shows mounting price pressures.
The so-called Beige Book survey of economic conditions around the country, based on what business and banking contacts told the 12 Federal Reserve districts through February 18th, finds that manufacturers are facing rising costs for the materials that go into their products. What's more, many of them say they are passing those higher input costs through to their customers or plan to do so in the near future. Retailers are also facing rising costs, and the survey finds that they, too, are either increasing or planning to increase their prices. Wage pressures, meanwhile, are described as minimal. The Fed says the economy is growing at a modest to moderate pace. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
President Obama is calling an attack on U.S. airmen at Frankfurt's International Airport outrageous. A gunman killed two airmen and injured two others riding on a bus. German officials say it does not appear the attack was a terrorist act, but rather came after an altercation with the U.S. military personnel in front of the bus on which they were riding. This is NPR News from Washington. Now that he has signed a temporary funding measure to keep the federal government running until March 18, President Obama is sending Vice President Joe Biden to Capitol Hill to negotiate with GOP leaders. House Republicans want $4 billion in spending cuts in this temporary spending bill, but they want tens of billions of dollars more cut from the federal budget. Mr. Obama says he wants the vice president to find common ground with Republicans for a long-term funding solution. Fashion designer John Galliano has apologized for his behavior after fashion house Christian Dior fired him as creative director over anti-Semitic remarks. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the Paris prosecutor has also charged Galliano with hate speech.
Under French law, it's a crime to make anti-Semitic insults, so Galliano has been ordered to stand trial later this year. A video shows a drunk Galliano sitting in a bar spewing insults at two women. He goes on to say he loves Hitler and talks about their mothers and forefathers being gassed. The designer apologized for his behavior Wednesday, saying he realized he had hurt people. John Galliano's demise from the pinnacle of the fashion world to racist pariah came fast. He insulted a couple at a Paris bar last Thursday. They filed charges accusing him of anti-Semitic and racist attacks. Another woman filed similar charges over the weekend, but it was the video that sealed Galliano's fate. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Police in Delray Beach, Florida, say they have made a grim discovery. Divers there have recovered the bodies of two children in a canal. One of the bodies was stuffed in a suitcase and the other in a duffel bag. Police say they found a girl's body in the duffel bag Wednesday morning and later found the boy's body in a suitcase. Officials have not released the identity of the victims. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.